The musical Hairspray is set in the 60s and centers on Tracy Turnblad, a chubby Baltimore high school girl obsessed with a local teen dance program. When she lands a spot as a regular, she's amazed to find that blacks can appear only once a month and never with whites. The film, inspired by John Waters' comedy, stars John Travolta in drag as Tracy's mom, who's drawn into the cause to, quote, make every day Negro Day. David Edelstein has this review.
There's something about the journey of John Waters' Hairspray to its current incarnation as a candy-colored, big-budget family movie musical that I still can't quite believe. The 1988 comedy was inspired by the Buddy Dean Show, a Baltimore teen dance showcase of the early and mid-60s, and what turned Waters on was the fusion of rock and roll and outlandish middle-class tackiness, especially the high lacquered hairstyles that doubtless contributed to the erosion of the ozone layer. Waters was gleeful at having made a teen message movie with a PG rating. He was, after all, the Prince of Puke, the man who'd ended Pink Flamingos with his homicidal heroine eating a fresh doggy turd. Of course, it was a satire of teen message movies with a 400-pound transvestite in the lead. But by the time of Hairspray, the ironic appreciation of kitsch had moved from gay subculture to the mainstream. And by the time Hairspray was turned into a Broadway musical 15 years later, busloads of 60-ish suburbanites were in on the joke. Now, Adam Shankman's movie of the Broadway Hairspray is getting rave reviews in newspapers that would once have applauded Waters' imprisonment. But I found it tacky in a different way than the original. It's fatuously energized. Every number is meant as a showstopper, with pumping arms, hyperactive editing, and climax on top of climax. The songs by Mark Shaiman all have the same manic pitch and blur together. The movie opens with hefty Tracy Turnblad, played by Nikki Blonsky, popping out of bed and bursting into a cheerfully oblivious celebration of her seedy Baltimore neighborhood. It's a crowd pleaser, and Blonsky's voice is sweet and not too piercing. But our heroine's delusional optimism has already peaked. How much higher can she soar? When the obese teenager lands a spot on the Corny Collins show and becomes a sensation, we seem to be in a world of village idiots. It was divine as Tracy's overprotective mother, Edna, who lifted Hairspray into camp heaven, and divine and her splendid trashy baggage, who's painfully missed. For most of the film, John Travolta is a glaring mistake. His face is ballooned with latex that hides that goofy cleft chin, his most endearing feature. With his studied Baltimore accent, he's soft and shapeless, his casting a stunt with no reason for being except as a stunt. His scenes with Blonsky and Christopher Walken as Edna's dim, doting husband are full of dead air.
No one is auditioning for anything in this household.
But why not? Why
because
not?
Dancing is not your future. One day you're going to own Edna's Occidental Laundry.
I don't want to be a laundress. I want to be famous.
Well, if you want to be famous, learn how to take blood out of car upholstery. That's a skill you can take right to the bank.
Hey, hey. What's all this rubbish in here?
Daddy, tomorrow I'm auditioning to dance on a TV show.
No, it is not. First the hair, now this.
But all the kids are batting up their hair now, hon.
You're no help.
It's ratting, Daddy. And our First Lady, Jacqueline Kennedy, does it.
I don't believe that.
What do you mean you don't believe that? How else would it look that way?
I believe that it is naturally stiff.
What saves Travolta is his dancing. He has a song with Walken called Timeless to Me that's in a lilting, big band style, and it's the only number that isn't edited by a Benihana chef. Walken is a musical pro, and when Travolta joins him in a dance, tentatively but with blooming grace, the performance comes together. As Hairspray becomes more melodramatic, it also becomes more infectious. Michelle Pfeiffer plays Velma, the station manager and mother of the show's blonde diva. She's sublime. It's as if her bitch goddess Catwoman had joined the cast of Dynasty. Velma is repulsed by Tracy and wants her off the air. She's also repulsed by the prospect of whites and Negroes doing increasingly dirty dancing together. That's the cue for all the outcasts, the fatties and the coloreds, to march for civil rights. And for Tracy's Bly the Best Friend, played by the lovely Amanda Bynes, to swoon over Elijah Kelly as a fresh-faced black dancer. Now that she has tasted chocolate, she proclaims, she'll never go back. The desegregated finale, Can't Stop the Beat, is a blow-the-roof-off ensemble dance fest that not even I could resist. But it would have been even more fun if the music weren't so homogenized, if it didn't sound the same as all the other numbers, black and white. Hairspray doesn't just preach color blindness. The world it celebrates with such mindless irony is also, alas, color deaf.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. We'll close with music that was featured in the original 1988 John Waters version of Hairspray. This is the Ray Bryant Combo.
It's Madison time. Hit it. You're looking good. A big strong line.